Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Israel's Security Cabinet recommended the ceasefire deal with Hamas that now just needs Israeli government ratification. That's expected. It would stop 15 months of fighting. 33 Israeli hostages would be released over a six-week period, says ABC's Ian Panel in Tel Aviv.
The hostages will be released over a six-week period. They'll be transferred to the military and then taken to one of six designated hospitals with specifically designed private wings to undergo a series of medical evaluations and psychological assessments.
The Biden administration's announced changes to Medicare's list of drugs that will be negotiated directly with drug makers. The list now includes popular weight loss drugs like Ozempic. This means likely savings for taxpayers. Administration officials say they have no plans to enforce the TikTok ban when it takes effect Sunday, and President-elect Trump's incoming national security advisor says they have a plan in place to keep the popular app from going dark. This is ABC News. Under arrest in North Carolina, an alleged ISIS sympathizer who prosecutors say was plotting a terror attack.
Alexander Justin White was known in online chat rooms as Suleiman al-Amriki. A federal complaint alleges that not only did he try to make contact with terrorists,
Mr. White made or attempted to make some financial transactions in support of ISIS camps.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Michael Easley says White thought he was talking online with ISIS members. They were actually FBI agents who arrested him as he attempted to board a flight from Raleigh-Durham to Morocco. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Astronomers are calling it a rare parade of planets, and it'll be visible in the night sky throughout January. Six planets will be aligned for the rest of the month, and if you look up, you'll be able to see four of them with a naked eye: Venus, Saturn, Mars, and Jupiter. If you have a telescope, you'll be able to see Uranus and Neptune. Mars will appear to have a reddish color, while Saturn will look yellowish white. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 11 Monday through Sunday with all your lunchtime favorites. Burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center Pizza. Call ahead at 649-7469 for carryout from the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
High temps in the lower to middle 40s today. A chance of maybe some spotty sprinkles or flurries later on. South winds 12 to 22. Tonight, a few flurries possible and then a low of 10. Saturday, partly cloudy to sunny, breezy, and cold. A high of 16. Sunday, sunshine at times and a high of 0. 30 below wind chills possibly Saturday night into Sunday and Sunday into Monday. Right now in Richland Center, following a low of 23. On the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, we're at 35 degrees.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Welcome to the Morning Show on WRCO Radio for a Friday. We're talking about all the great things going on in the Richland School District, and there are many. Joining us today, we have Carrie Stoltz. Carrie, talking about some of the many things that are happening. It's been busy. You had snowball last weekend as well.
Yeah, we did. It was really fun. I got to go just for a minute and see some of the kids and all the things there. They had like this kind of fun photo booth set up. The theme was all that jazz, and so they had kind of a flapper and gangster sort of theme going on with lots of blacks and golds and like a photo booth, and the whole volleyball team got up there and took photos together, and it was a fun experience. Hopefully a good night for all the kids. It looked like a lot of fun was had, so nice to see them.
It's one of those things to kind of break the winter blahs, right?
Although I did not envy those girls in short dresses, because that would have been chilly.
I bet it was. Yeah. But that's one of those things that it's kind of the capper for a first semester. I know you're going to be probably having some exams here, and things are kind of closing down the first semester already, aren't they?
We're done.
And is it done
now?
Yeah,
we don't have school today, so none of the kids are in session. And then no school on Monday for MLK. So then the district's closed as well. So, yep, everything finished up yesterday. There were testing going on and final projects and that kind of stuff. So, yep, the kids are getting the day off today. It's an in-service day for the teachers. So hopefully they all slept in and got healthy and are going to enjoy this long weekend.
As far as extracurriculars, there are a lot of things going on right now as we speak.
Yes. We've got, so wrestling was yesterday, and the boys played in Lancaster yesterday, and the girls actually have a fun event going on tonight. It is girls basketball, so JV and varsity are both going to play, and at halftime of the varsity game, they're going to be honoring the 2003 and 2004 basketball teams who made it to the state tournament, and one of them even was the runner-up. I can't remember if it was three or four. So
four.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Uh-huh. So they are going to be honoring them tonight. I know they've got some alums coming back to participate in the festivities. I think maybe you're even going to interview some of them. So it should be a good event, and hopefully people will come out and support our current Hornets and our past Hornets.
No doubt. That's going to be a great opportunity to welcome them back. And hopefully, you know, I think it's important for the current high school kids to see that and kind of recognize that tradition as well.
Yeah, right? It's always great when we get community members and alumni back in the building. It's hard to believe that it was so long ago that you were there. And even our kids, just seeing our community members who happen to still live here, or even the ones who don't, like what they're doing and all the things that, you know, Richland Center High School can prepare you for, Richland School District can prepare you for, and really you can take these small seeds of ideas that are hopefully planted in you while you're here and really take them out into the world and do great and big things with them.
So some highlights from the first semester, Carrie.
For me, it would be like homecoming was great. It was my first one in the district. So really fun to see just all the spirit that comes through there. Jeff is here. I'll talk about the band here in a bit. And the pep band is just always like, it just is a different feeling at games. I'm sure Phil, you recognize as well. It's always, always just has such much more atmosphere when the pep band's there behind you and playing the school song and all that. So that's a fun one. Concerts, we had like the band and the choir. They did great jobs. I videoed all the Christmas concerts and it was just awesome to see all those kids involved. It's just a really awesome place to be. We're so proud of our kids and all the fun things that they're doing.
Some things you want to talk about today as we look ahead to the future.
Yeah. We have like stuff coming up all the time, it seems like. And some of it is actually for our littles who, I know we talk about the high school a lot, but there's primary and intermediate are, you know, huge components of our district as well. And actually we've got with the Brewer Public Library and a couple other organizations, PBS Kids is helping. There is the 1000 Books Before Kindergarten, kickoff happening. So the Brewer Public Library is doing it. It's February 1st from 10 to 1. And basically what it is trying to encourage our littlest learners from 0 to 5 to really make reading a habit for them and really make it something that they enjoy. So there'll be board books available for kids to be able to put stickers on all the books that they've read. And the goal is 1,000 books before kindergarten, which basically equals out to 200 books a year. So if you've got a four-year-old, don't freak out. You don't need to get 1,000 books in the year. But just an event to kind of really reiterate that literacy is so important for our kids, and it can be someone reading to them, you know, reading the same book over and over and over again. It counts no matter how many times you've read it before. So that's a fun one that will be coming up. And I think some of our high school kids will be there helping with it for volunteer hours, and really a great program. And if you've got a little who might be interested, I'll put a plug in February 1st, 10 to 1 at the Brewer Public Library. And then we also have, and we'll talk about it more the next time I'm here, but early childhood and 4K registration and screening, just for parents to maybe get that on their calendar now. Our screening will happen April 7th through the 11th, and registration appointments are going to open February 26th. I know Ithaca's are coming up really quick here, so we had a couple calls just wondering when ours are going to be. We're going to go a little later in the year, just kind of thinking about the kids aren't going to even start school until September, so it's still 8 months away. So a little later date just to make sure that we get the best idea of what the kids are ready for and if they're going to be a good fit to start early childhood or pre-K.
Well, it ties in really well with the last two things you talked about, because I think, you know, we've had some of your professionals from the district in here talking about how important it is when kids come in ready to learn, but they've been read to, and that reading at home is such a key thing.
It really is. And I mean, we say it often, like parents are their child's first teacher, their child's best teacher. And if you can make reading a part of your day with your child, it just really helps for the family bond and the child to, you know, be ready for school as well. So anything that you can do to present words and language and even just chatting with your child in the car or something, singing the, you know, dumb kids songs for the 100th time, that kind of thing. It all matters. It might not feel like it in the moment, but it really does. And it really can go a long way towards helping your child to succeed in school and in life.
Well, we brought you along today, but we're going to give him a tardy slip. But Jeff Behrens, the band director, just walked in a little late there. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm used to being late.
That's good. But we wanted to bring Jeff on another proud moment in the district.
Can you
tell us a little bit about the award-winning Jeff Behrens?
Yeah, the award-winning Jeff Behrens. So I think it was December 20th, Jeff received the John Philip Sousa Foundation Band World Legion of Honor Award. And he'll have to speak a little more specifically to it, but it was a great honor for our district, a great honor for him. It was the most reacted to social post I've had ever. So he was infamous and famous all at the same time.
Wow.
And it was really a great source of pride for our district and for our band program, and really goes to show what a wonderful job he's done with the program over the years. And we're really excited to congratulate him about that. And also, we're really happy he could join me today.
Congratulations, Jeff.
Thank you, both of you. It was quite an honor, but after receiving that on that Friday afternoon down in Chicago, it was thinking back, you realize it's an honor for the kids. It's an honor for the community, because there's no way that I could do everything alone. I mean, I can only do so much. The kids have to buy in, the community has to buy in, and I've been very fortunate that that's all happened. So I think it's an award that I got to receive, but I think it extends to the faculty at the school who helped me so much, the students, parents, and just the community in general. So
I think they surprised you with it. How did they accomplish that?
Actually, it wasn't a surprise. I found out I was nominated on Homecoming Friday back in September. And so I needed to secure some letters of recommendation. And both the principals, Mrs. Perkins and Mr. Lemke, wrote letters, outstanding letters for me. And then also the person nominated, who was part of the committee, also had to write a letter. So I knew I was up for it. And I think I got the acceptance in November. But it was just some snafus I had to work around. I had some other commitments that were going on the day they were going to make the presentation. So I was looking at maybe postponing that a year to receive that. But everything fell into place, and I was very fortunate to be able to be down in Chicago to receive it.
Oh, that's awesome. And, of course, longevity, you know, you go back a few years. Do you remember the first band you ever directed for high school?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was would have been 1988 was the first one. Actually, in 87, I was kind of doing some long-term subbing and had one there. But I think the first full-time official one in 88, I still remember a lot of those kids. I still remember the senior class from that, all four of them. It was a very small band, and in a way, you know, it was a nice job to start out, because I got to learn a lot. You know, you come out of college, you think you're well-prepared, and you realize how ill-prepared you really are. You know, it's a lot of on-the-job training that really takes place. So it was a very small band, but it really helped me to grow, I think. Those 19 years in basketball were instrumental for me.
Your numbers are good as well, and I think, you know, obviously you can't take all the credit, because you got a good foundation in the Richland School District, don't you?
Oh, that was, you know, actually that was part of the reason for me coming here, is I knew there was a strong foundation, you know, from the beginning band. At the time, Cammie Clary was doing the beginning band, and now it's Sierra Calabria. And Pam Peterson-Kintz has been, I think she's teaching just almost as long as I have, 1 year shy of mine. And I knew that they were doing an outstanding job bringing those young kids up. So you can't do it without them. And, you know, the high school band doesn't happen without that feeder. And feeder is maybe even a bad word. You know, the support is better, I think, that they send a lot of students, but good quality students at the same time. So a lot of programs suffered during the COVID years. You know, it was a really, you know, kids sign up for band because they want to be with their friends, and, you know, it's a lot of social interaction, and that wasn't happening during the COVID years. So I know a lot of my colleagues around the area and throughout the state really suffered with numbers, and they're still talking about trying to bring them back up. And, you know, we tapered off a little bit, but it really was just a small blip on the radar. So I feel really fortunate that the good support, and they continue to have high numbers and participation at the lower levels too. So that transpires into us at the high school.
Kerry mentioned it earlier, but it makes it a lot more of a special event. You know, if you go to a basketball game or a wrestling match or whatever it is, if the band is there, you know, and so we want to commend you on that, because it just makes it so much fun and kind of a real thing, you know, when you're there. So.
Yeah, it's more of an event, I think.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I've been in the gym when Pep Band isn't playing, and it's a little more laid back, casual, doesn't have as much energy maybe. And I know even some of our fans will come up to me and say, boy, we wish the band was here at every game. And, you know, it's not always, I would like to say we could do that too, but it's just, you know, kids are busy, you know, their work schedules, and they're in athletics too. And, you know, sometimes we've got multiple events. Some kids are playing an away game while we're playing a home game. So, you know, I try and pick and choose where we can have high participation and try and hit all the conference games as much as possible. But it does make a big difference, I think, when you've got the band at those activities.
You know, I'm a Pep Band fan, and I notice when you play Paranoid, and you play Crazy Train and Smoke on the Water. I mean, those are some classics there.
They're classics, but I kind of, you know, it's weird because a lot of my colleagues in the music world are more serious music, and I kind of grew up on the old heavy metal stuff. So, like, in high school, that was my wheelhouse. You know, I liked the Black Sabbath. I liked Metallica, and, you know, so to incorporate some of those songs, it's strange that, you know, the kids that are now, you know, 16, 17 years old, a lot of them know that old stuff too. You know, I kind of thought, okay, that's, you know, we're talking 80s, 90s, and, you know, they weren't born, obviously. So it's neat to see they know and appreciate that same repertoire as well.
I've appreciated your homecoming halftimes as well. This year was, I think, exceptional.
Yeah, it's we've been pretty fortunate. And, you know, Amanda Walsh works with our flag line, the Color Guard gals, and, you know, that presents the visual aspect of it. So you've got the music, but the visual is always nice to go along. And those girls work hard. They start in the summertime and learn their routine. And, you know, it's nice to have that full complement, the music and the visual both, I think, of the homecoming show. But the last, you know, Dick Newman was doing it prior to that. And so I've been very fortunate to have that. Not all schools are that lucky. And it's the homecoming show this year went really well. Last year's was good. You know, we've been on a pretty good roll with the marching band. So I've been real proud of the kids.
They've had all right weather, too. There are some times that I'm thinking, boy, I think it's a little bit cold to be out here. And you guys, you kind of get through it.
This year was not bad at all. I mean, some years, you know, you can be sweating it out at the first game. I remember a few years back, even having a delay, hoping it was going to cool down a little bit. And so the kickoff got started, I think, an hour and a half late one game, I think, 2 years ago. And then, you know, you're kind of freezing at that last game of the year. So this was pretty even keel weather-wise, I think, for the fall season we had, so.
What's next up for the band? Are you getting the solo ensemble season?
Yeah, actually, we're kind of a dual purpose now. We've got solo ensemble is March 8th here at Richland Center High School, and we have our Pops concert on February 5th, the first Monday of February. So we're kind of trying to hammer out both at the same time.
Pops concert, do you feature some of the Pep Band songs at that time? Or what?
No, similar style, but not actually Pep Band. So we've got a medley of the Rolling Stones, from the musical Rocky, Chronicles of Narnia, Wicked. You know, Wicked's really popular right now, so we've got a Wicked medley. You're catching me off guard here. I'm trying to think what else. We have Star Wars. So, you know, kind of a more of a movie theme. And but none of the music for Pep Band season is performed at this one, so it's all different from Pep Band, which is nice, too, because, you know, when we play a Pep Band or marching band, that's a whole different crowd that'll show up than they will for a concert, like a Christmas concert. So, you know, I always tell the kids, you got to be in your A game no matter what, because you're going to have different audience members wherever we're performing. Memorial Day is going to be a whole different crew too. So mm-hmm. Veterans Day, you know, it's just that I tell the kids, you know, Veterans Day program, Memorial Day, you're going to get people that will only see you at that one performance. So, you know, Pep Band, it's going to be, you know, maybe a lot of parents and grandparents from the ball players that may not be actively involved in band. And the concerts are more attended by grandma and grandpa, mom and dad. So you know, they got to be well-prepared no matter what event we're performing at.
High school band is a real melting pot, isn't it? I mean, you get athletes, you get students that maybe on the math team, forensics. I mean, everybody kind of, maybe they don't hang out together at any other time, but band brings them all together, right?
I always tell them we're like a family. You know, there's in a large family, you've got all kinds of personalities, and that's the challenge, is to get all those personalities and lots of different range with levels of ability, and trying to get them to work together and make one cohesive sound. So yeah, it is a big family, and it gives kids skills of how to work with people that don't have the same interest as them or the same level of ability, and work together to make a good product.
In your time, have you had some go on to become music educators themselves then?
Some, educators and also some performers. I've had former students that are making it in the music business as performers too. So some have gone into repair technicians for music instruments. So a wide variety of different musical activities.
You and I have talked about it. It's not a profession a lot of people are going into right now when they go for their teaching degree. We're just not getting as many people in music, are we?
Music, no, you're right. It has dropped off, but I think you would find even all teaching professions, it doesn't matter if you're an English teacher, math, I think all the universities are saying that's not, the enrollment has dropped off, and that's unfortunate because, you know, the kids need strong teachers to make them prepared for adult life.
Indeed. So does this award, does it kind of rejuvenate you a little bit, Jeff, or how do you look at it?
Yeah, it was... it does rejuvenate you. And, you know, I was able to, the convention that they presented at was at, it's called the Midwest Band and Orchestra Convention or Clinic. And it's the largest one in the world, actually, I think, United States for sure. And so you see a lot of international people there. And, you know, prior to the ceremony, my wife and daughter, my daughter surprised me by attending the ceremony too. And so we need to get a bite to eat for lunch. And the table, kind of like we're sitting up here, where Carrie is, there was a world-renowned composer at that table, and on the other side, we were sandwiched in between another one. So, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, people that idolize pro athletes. It was kind of like the Music Geeks, the version of that, too, because, you know, these people that you see their pictures and publications, and, you know, my wife, I know, performed one of the pieces by the guy that was sitting 5 feet away from us at her Christmas concert. So, you know, it was rejuvenating and exciting, you know, kind of to see all that stuff, and the performances I heard there were world class, and so it did make me fired up again, you know. And I think teachers need to have those things. I go to our state music convention. It would be in October, and that's always, you know, kind of you're finishing the marching season by that point, and you're kind of getting the concert stuff going, and it just kind of hearing other people's ideas, it's refreshing and gets you fired up again.
I'll bet. So that means you'll be around teaching another 15, 20 years then, right?
I've got to consult Pam Kintz on that, I think, just to see if that's okay.
You're going for the record.
No guarantees. No.
Well, we certainly are honored to have you in here, and really blessed to have you as a, you know, as a music teacher at Richland Center High School, because I've enjoyed all your performances through the years. So.
I really appreciate it. And the support that RCO and the Observer give us, you know, in promoting our events is really appreciated too. So it's means a lot for what the community does for us here.
Indeed. Carrie, anything you want to add here?
And
as far as Jeff is concerned?
Well, I mean, how much time do we have? No. just really thankful that he's here and been such a big part of our music department, and that he and Liz and, like you mentioned, the younger directors really do play a vital role in our school system and our community, providing the kids with lessons and really kind of working outside their contracted hours even to help the kids learn these skills and skills that are so valuable. Music is one of those things that really engages your whole brain and requires, you know, both hemispheres, the logical and the creative. And so it's really just such a blessing that our district has so many educators who are passionate about what they do and really provide a lot of help and guidance for our kiddos.
Indeed. You have an honors band coming up? Is that anytime soon?
We do not this year.
Not this year.
Not,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Every once in a while. I know. I think choir had an honors choir not too long ago. Maybe.
Yeah. And it's kind of, since COVID, has kind of went by the wayside a little bit. So it's hasn't really been organized in our conference very strong since COVID. So.
Uh-huh. But we'll look for those. I know you always have a strong showing for solo ensemble competitions.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah. The kids are really very active. Probably one of the most active groups in the state here, I think, as far as solo ensembles. So always a good representation at the district and the state level for those contests.
Great. Thanks for coming along, Jeff.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
We'll have more on the morning show coming up in a moment.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Pests are trying to turn parts of the corn belt into the corn rootworm belt. But DeKalb brand says, not on our watch. Crush corn rootworm with DeKalb brand SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology. It's the outstanding yield potential of DeKalb corn with advanced protection against corn rootworm. When pest pressure is highest, hit back your hardest. Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Thanks to Jeff Behrens for being our guest on that first section of the morning show. Kerry Stoltz, Communication Director, joining us from the Richland School District today. So Jeff has completed, and I didn't ask him, but he was at Boscobel for 19, so he must be, I don't know, must be approaching 30-some, I suppose, in education. And you're just finishing your
first
6 months.
Yeah.
6 months.
I'm 6 months in. So, yeah, he's definitely got a world of wisdom over and above what I have about the district and everything else. So, I mean, we moved back here in 2012, and I think he was at Richland Center then even. So he's kind of the only band director I've ever known to be in the district. So just a wealth of knowledge and such a great pillar of our school district, for sure.
He is. And very humble, too.
Always.
Yeah. And then the other thing is he does a lot of game management, too, you know, filling in for Laura Selgeby or whoever that night. And so he does a lot of things, not only doing pep band, but he's kind of the head cook and bottle washer, you know.
There's probably a group of like 10 to 15 maybe teachers and staff and faculty, people who are just, if you go to a game, if you go to an event, you just can almost guarantee that you're going to see them. And it's really refreshing. And we have young ones come up all the time who are also kind of going to fill those roles. And, you know, you mentioned that teaching is maybe is seeing a decline in the people who are involved. And it is such a shame. It's such a great profession. And maybe sometimes we don't do quite a good enough job of recognizing those people who are there. But man, Richland School District, we are blessed beyond belief by the faculty and staff who are with us, and they just do a great job. They really are pillars of our school, pillars of our community, leading our kids, giving our kids a great example. I've been so lucky to work with wonderful people, and you know, 6 months in, it's I've a lot to learn and a lot of people to learn, a lot of faces to learn, but it's really a joy to see them interacting with kids and even, you know, out in the community and those kind of things. It's a great group of people to work with.
Were you in high school band?
I was. I played the trumpet and the French horn, and
wow.
I don't know that I could pick either of anymore.
I bet Jeff could teach you. I bet you could get back in shape.
Maybe I'll join the pep band for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, there you go. Well, no. I was a trumpet player too.
Were you?
Yeah, not well, but I played, but not always the trumpet, you know. So.
Well, I like to say I was second chair, but only had two.
So. Oh, you too. Well, French horn is a difficult instrument to play.
It is. It translates to the trumpet. Okay. It's much smaller mouthpiece. So
sure. But you think about it, and I think about what I got from high school band, and that is the ability to sight read music. And, you know, if you're singing in church or whatever, I can pick up a tune because I can read music. It's a great ability to have.
It is. It definitely is. And like I said, music is just one of those things that is a lifelong pursuit and something you can do forever. I mean, I can maybe dribble a basketball, but I definitely would be not playing in games or something like that, but singing and playing an instrument, those are just things that you have as a lifetime skill. So it really is great that our young people are involved in it. And even if it's something you give up, you know, in middle school or once you leave high school, it really is a skill that you've got forever. So mm-hmm. what a wonderful gift if you've got it.
Yeah, right. And it's nice to honor the arts because I think they're so important to our area public schools.
Yeah, education is very important. It's why, you know, public schools exist, but really it's the extra things that you do, the arts, the plays, the athletics, the clubs, the all these things that really our kids get so much out of and really does supplement what they're learning in school. And all these experiences, you grow from all of them. So it really is great that our kids have such a wide variety of clubs and organizations and you know, trusted people and teachers and professionals who are willing to give up their time to support these clubs and organizations. It really is just a great opportunity for our kids. And we encourage them to take, you know, as much advantage of them as they can, whether it's student council or band or the plays or the basketball team, whatever is going to be the right fit for them. There's something for everyone.
Strengthening Families, I think you have an event coming up for that, don't you?
Yeah, speaking of our strong kids and strong families. So it's a while still, but they were wanting people to get signed up before too terribly long. So this program, it was developed by Iowa State University and is really, it's for ages 10 to 14. So if you're a parent who's got a kiddo in that kind of age group, really deals with making sure that our kids have support at home and also in our school district, that they can find where their strengths lie. Again, we were talking about, you know, activities and things that kids can be involved in more at the high school level, but this would be more the middle schoolers, making sure that they have strong connections with both at school and with their families. And so those can be really tough years. Kids are kind of finding out who they are, what they like, what they don't, getting a little taste of independence and making sure that our families are ready to support those kiddos through that journey and really have the tools in their toolbox that they need to support their kids through that time. So it is a fairly involved program. So it's 7 sessions on Wednesdays. It'll start March 12th. And there is a meal that goes with it. It's a completely free program. The sessions begin at 6. And so the first hour of sessions, parents and kids are in different sessions. So parents are kind of gaining some of those tools for dealing with kids when they're having a tough time or celebrating them when they're having a great time. Kids are in other sessions kind of learning about what they can do when they are experiencing like anxiety or are worried about something or what kind of some of those tools are that they can have at their disposal for dealing with, you know, friend issues or school issues or something like that. And then both the groups come together and that last hour is spent kind of in an activity to make sure that we're building the connection within the family as well. So it's not just like, oh, parents know how to deal with this and kids know how to deal with this, but really bringing those pieces together and saying, okay, we as a family know how to deal with this and I know how to support you on both sides of that, right? I know as a kid how I can support mom or how I can tell you what I need or how I can better vocalize what I think is going to help me. And I, mom, know how to help you when you're dealing with this, whether it's and sometimes it'll just be standing back and listening, right? But I have some tools in my toolbox. I know where to direct you or guide you or what I can do to help. So it's a great program. really helps kids to manage emotions and set their goals, has some topics around avoiding peer pressure, making good decisions, and really just creating that relationship among our families and ultimately our communities. I mean, the families are the building block of our community, and really just kind of to help parents with those things that come up in every family. So regardless, so Partners for Prevention puts it on. And if anyone is interested, they can contact Lisa Goff, and her her email is gofl@richland.k12.wij.us, or you can always call 648-649-HIVE. That is our main line, and we can definitely connect you with her or get you signed up. So it's a great program coming up. Again, March 12th, it will start, and they're asking people to be signed up, I think, by the beginning of February, just so they have numbers for food service and that kind of stuff.
You have additions to the population at the Richland District right now with some visitors from Argentina.
We do. Yeah, I've seen him around a little bit, and their chaperone as well. Their chaperone is quite young. He looks like he could be one of the students almost. Yeah, they were at Snowball. We have, I think it's 6 to 8 Argentinian students who are joining us for 6 weeks maybe, and I think they'll actually be here in a couple weeks to yes. to try and talk about their program, and they're visiting. They're a part of our school district for the next little while and enjoying classes and meeting people and coming to games, and like I said, they were at Snowball, some of them. So we're very thankful to our host families who've supported that program and are supporting these kids. It's a nice little toe in the water for people who maybe would think about hosting an exchange student on a longer term. So it was great to see some more families sign up to do that and be involved. And just how wonderful that we get to showcase Richland Center to a wide, wide audience from across the globe.
And we gain from them as much as they gain from us.
Oh, definitely. Too. Definitely. It's, yeah, I think of the foreign exchange students who are on the soccer team with Connor and just the experiences that they had. And even just to say you know someone who lives in Italy or Belgium or wherever, to even make the world that much smaller for our connections and really show our kids that, you know, it's people are people, and it's just a wonderful opportunity to have them in the building.
A very small world, because as you mentioned, those connections made with, you know, if you're on the soccer team or whatever, and in this day and age where we can communicate lots of different ways, you probably can stay in contact with some of these folks they meet for 1 year for the rest of their lives.
They too. Really can. That lasts forever. My husband happens to work for a German company, and we have contacts who we send Christmas cards to every year in Germany. And it's just crazy to think that you have these connections, you know, across the globe, and just a wonderful way to showcase that our district is a part of this wide, not only just our community in Richland Center or just in Wisconsin or even the U.S. We have this wide, wide group of connections that really do crisscross the globe, and how wonderful that our kids are experiencing this right here in our own backyard.
The school is off today and Monday, and then yep. You kind of hit the ground running. How fast the first semester went, you know, it won't be long. We'll be talking about spring sports probably,
goodness.
Right?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I mean, even putting stuff together, spring break is will be right around the corner.
Yeah, sure.
It's the end of January already, and March will be right there. There's February is a bit long in the district, I will admit. There's not any breaks, although we'll see if we get some snow days or something like that.
It's a short month.
It is a short month. It's a short month, but there's no built-in breaks the way even January has these couple days here. So it will be a lot of learning that takes place in that time. Even Mr. Board on our district Zoom kind of made that comment as well. The majority of learning is going to happen now. The kids are used to routine, comfortable in it. We're not in the how many days until the end of school yet. So this next month is really kind of a critical time for our kids and for the learning atmosphere that goes on in our schools. So we really do see a lot of growth coming up in these next couple months. And it's cold, so you can be inside and learning and not, you know, be looking out the window too wistfully. But it will be a really a time of growth for our students and really a great time and a lot of stuff going on. But a lot of learning happening as well. So we're looking forward to it.
So pep band tonight and the game with River Valley Richland Center girls and the tribute to the past teams. And then pep band will be pretty busy coming up in the next few weeks,
they
too.
They will be. They'll be, like I said, the girls next Thursday, the boys on the 30th the next Thursday. So if your Thursdays are free, come on down to the high school for the next couple and we will be happy to treat you to a pep band performance and hopefully some wins for our basketball teams.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for all you do, Carrie.
Thanks for having me, Phil.
Yep. You're our monthly guest here on the radio, and you always do a good job promoting. And thanks for bringing along Jeff Behrens today.
Yeah, I'm happy he could make it. It's always fun to bring a buddy with me so I don't have to take all the pressure myself.
Yeah, good to have the Hornet Band Director on and also the Director of Communications for the Richland District, Carrie Stoltz, on today's morning show.
Hi, this is Dan Miller, Old Cooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. Order your books here, and I give you a discount. That's the way it works at Old Cooch Books and Libations, and I have free shipping to any place in the United States. Old Cooch Books, the full-service bookstore, downtown Richland Center.
Rockwell Automation at Richland Center would like you to know that if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please let them know. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with them or have any questions, please call 608-647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
Hello everyone, Kenny the Wannabe Baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
Our Friday morning show continues here on WRCO Radio. 38 degrees as we head toward 10 o'clock today. And we give you a little bit more community news, community tidbits. WRCO News Director Joanne Krulatz recently attended a very special birthday party.
We are here today with Bernie Cooley, who is celebrating a special birthday. Now, Bernie, you've been around since 1924, is that right?
That's right.
And you have served many roles in the county?
Yes.
And can you tell us about some of those roles?
Well, I guess probably my first one that I was involved with, I volunteered to join the Ambulance Association and serve on the ambulance, and I served there for 28 years. But it was something I loved to do, and we got paid a small amount, but it was not anything you'd want to do for a living. You had to have a job. And I was fortunate enough to work for a company that allowed me to do that along with my job at the company. I worked at Foremost Farms for 42 years as a cheesemaker, and then I moved to the maintenance department and worked there for a number of years. But anyway, and as far as the working for the county, I was asked to be to help the coroner with his job, to be a coroner. Well, did I have any training for that? No. And so I did take the job of being a coroner with the coroner that was elected that year, and the following year, Dr. Smith ran for coroner, And he came and asked me to be his helper. So he had only been in office for a few weeks when he was notified he was going to be, he was accepted into a school and would be leaving the county. So he said, would you accept the job if we recommended you the governor would have to appoint? And I said, I don't know that I have training for it, but all of it I've learned in the last couple of years, I think I can handle that. And so then I took the job that and the governor appointed me to fill the vacancy, and I did that. And then I decided, well, I guess I'll run for the job. And so the every 2 years that came up to be voted on, and I decided I'd do that. Well, I guess I got well known in the county because I traveled throughout the county a lot with the ambulance service, and then in addition to this, in working with Southwest Tech, I was asked if I might be interested in teaching classes for them. I said, what kind of a degree do you need for that? You don't need a degree to teach for Southwest Tech. You need experience, and we think you have it. So for 25 years, I taught classes for Southwest Tech. I'm still amazed that the company I work for allowed me time to do these other things. When I went to the company originally, I asked what their feeling was about me joining the ambulance service. And they told me they'd love to have a trained person on their staff. So they allowed me to do that, and I could make calls during working hours if I made the time up in the same day that I lost it, which I agreed to. And so this went on till I was 20 years in the coroner's office and decided, well, I think this is enough. And it was enough. I pretty much decided it's time for me to do something else. I had so many jobs because I loved working on my hands. And I had the first cheese-making license at the plant I worked for. And I had to write an exam with the state, and I passed that. And so that's, I guess you might say, I might have been grandfathered in. I don't know, but I got the first cheese-making license there. Then they went to bulk milk, and I got the first license to drive a bulk milk truck in the county. I had so many jobs. I worked for an insurance company repairing farm buildings and roofing and all of those things. I don't know why my wife put up with it, but after I had been on ambulance for about 10 years, my wife comes and said, I'm joining the ambulance service. You are? Yeah, I just wonder where you go every night. And she did that. And she served for 10 years, although she was a primary school teacher, and it didn't work well with staying up through the night and teaching during the day. So she worked 10 years, and then she decided that she ought to retire from that. You know.
Now, Bernie, when you went on the ambulance, it was like in its infancy, wasn't it? It was kind of just beginning?
I was not the first class of ambulance here. I was the second class. They did not have an ambulance yet when I joined. They had a station wagon that belonged to the VFW, and we used that the first year or two. Then they got into ambulances and eventually had three ambulances and a multitude of workers. It was a time we learned a lot from both of those jobs, the coroners and ambulance. I met so many people in a different way. It was a stressful time in their lives a lot of times, and we got to know them well. One of them is over here that I had. It was called to her home for her husband's death in a car accident. And I went back the following day to help her with things because she wasn't from this area. She's still my friend today. She come to see me today. I was happy about that. What else did I do in my life? Well, I've always worked. My mother wanted me definitely to go to college. I was not a good scholar. I did not apply myself to school. And I really never did until I started taking classes at Southwest Tech. And I was into something I had an interest in, and I found out, I guess I can get through school. Anyway, we had a very enjoyable lifetime. I met so many people in my life, and so many of them remain friends, many of them are gone. I guess you might suspect that. They asked me, how do you act when you're 101 years old? I don't know, I've never been this old before. But that's the best we could do for that one.
Do you have advice for any of us to live for a long life?
Keep working. Keep yourself busy. You don't have to have a job, but you have to have an interest in something and do it well. And I think that's one of the secrets. The other one is take all the pills they give you. I suspect I'm living on pills. So anyway, I don't know what else I can do. I worked with so many nice people, and I think volunteering is a great way to spend your spare time. And you'll enjoy it, and the people you work with are going to enjoy it. So give it a shot.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, happy birthday, Bernie.
And thank you so much, Joanne. I'm glad to at least see you.
That was Bernie Cooey. Happy 101st to Bernie. Celebrated that recently. And thanks to Ann for filing that for us on the morning show. We'll have more coming up next week here on the program.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community, because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Boarding House Antiques in Richland Center, where you can treasure hunt in 17 rooms of antiques and gifts. There's live music at the Garden Stage every second Friday of the month, June through September. Tammy and Margie invite you to visit Tuesday through Saturday. Check out the historic Boarding House Antiques. Check them out on Facebook and their webpage. They buy antiques. 339 West Seminary Street in Richland Center, next to the depot.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Welcome to Pratt Chat. Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Mark, when a loved one is cremated, can you go over when people generally view the body or how that would work?
Sure. So when an individual is going to be cremated, you do not have to have a public viewing for that person. You don't have to have a private viewing for that person. The person after death, the only rule is we have to wait at least 48 hours and receive a certain number of signatures and permits before a cremation can take place. But as for the viewing of a body, what we've noticed over time is when cremation first was a thing, you would have a cremation, but there wasn't a viewing of a body. Then it became a little bit of, well, we might have a traditional looking funeral, embalming of a body, and then have a cremation followed, you know, after the traditional viewing and visitation, everything along those lines. Another aspect that people do that is becoming a lot more popular is because people are really understanding that to view a person kind of helps to put the reality in there of the death has occurred. Now, sometimes these things happen at the hospital or at the home, but maybe somebody couldn't make it home. So we'll have a viewing at the funeral home. We can have a viewing at the funeral home for immediate family members. Let's say an embalming isn't going to be done, or they're just going to have a cremation. They just want one or two people to view. So we like to have that offering for the people that maybe couldn't come in or have one last time with their loved one before the cremation takes place. In that instance, an embalming doesn't necessarily need to be done. The family does have a choice if they would like to have it